Now, this week, Margaret Mills is going to take us off to Ilford and specifically Valentine's Park. So tell us what all this is about.
Yes, Margaret. I mean, still a venue for people today, still a beautiful park. If you're visiting Valentine's Park and you're wandering round by the water, you may have seen a very small dome-shaped brick building and wondered quite what it was. Well, one of the theories about that building is that it actually contains the spring of a holy well, what was known as a holy well. And the stories behind this holy well go back many, many generations. And of course, to lay claim to being a holy well, there would have had to have been reports of miracles taking place at this spot. Now, whether any miracles did take place at the holy well, we don't know. But some lovely traditions have grown up over the years around the site of the so-called holy well of Valentine's Park. And one of them is that it very much appeals to children who've heard the story about the miracles of the holy well. And one of the children's rituals is to go to the holy well on your own with a small stone.
Right.
And to drop a small stone into the well and make a wish. It's a bit like the coins in a fountain.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, very much the children have put their own slant on it. The other equally charming custom is that children will take a leaf off of a tree and scribble their wish on the leaf and then push the leaf into the holy well.
Fair enough.
Now, some work's been done over the years, specifically in about 2009. The little building was starting to crumble away and look very sorry for itself, but it's been renovated since then, and it's quite a charming little structure. It looks almost like a small beehive.
Right.
But it's gone down in folklore, and a lot of the local children in Ilford may be able to tell you even more tales about the holy well of Valentine's Park.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.